From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. North Korea launches rocket. North Korea launched a long-range rocket today, carrying what it said is a satellite, in defiance of U.N. sanctions barring it from using ballistic missile technology. The rocket headed on a southward trajectory, passing over Japan's southern Okinawa Islands. South Korea and the U.S. have decided to begin discussions about deploying a U.S. missile system to South Korea. The comment was made today by a South Korean Defense Ministry official in a joint news conference with Thomas Vandal, commander of the 8th U.S. Army base in South Korea.
It is time to move forward on this issue. We look forward to close consultation and coordination on that, as well as dealing with the threats to peace and stability.
The U.N. Security Council will meet to discuss the North Korean rocket launch at the request of the United States, Japan, and South Korea. Thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan are clawing through vast amounts of wreckage, searching for survivors of a powerful earthquake that ravaged the city of Tainan on the island's southwest coast. Authorities say Saturday's pre-dawn 6.4 magnitude quake killed at least 24 people and injured more than 500 others in Tainan. Most of the victims were in a 17-story apartment building that collapsed. Officials say they will investigate whether there were any building code construction violations. Two other partially collapsed buildings were left tilting sharply away from their foundations, with their lower floors crumpled under tons of concrete and steel. At least 250 people are believed to have been inside their apartments at the time the earthquake hit, and authorities said today that more than 120 of those residents are thought still trapped. This is VOA News. Somali government officials say airport security cameras caught two people dressed in military uniforms passing a laptop to the passenger who died after Tuesday's mid-flight bomb blast aboard a passenger plane. Cabinet spokesman Abdeslam Ahmed Atto told VOA the National Intelligence Agency has security recordings showing two men giving a laptop in a hidden way to a passenger. Germany's anti-Islamic organization, Pegida, held rallies in several European cities Saturday to protest against mass immigration and what it calls the Islamization of Europe. Riot police clashed with demonstrators in Amsterdam, where about 200 Pegida supporters held their first protest in the Dutch capital. Dutch Foreign Minister Bert Koenders.
I think there is a humanitarian imperative there. Of course, there are security concerns, screening. I understand all of that. It is important to look at that, but at the same time, the principle of non-refoulement and the need to give these people who are fleeing horrific bombardments should be the first priority.
Other demonstrations for and against immigration took place Saturday in Prague, Warsaw, Bratislava, and Graz. The Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, and Poland have taken a tough stance on migration and opposed European Union calls to take in significant numbers of refugees. More than 1 million people, most of them fleeing war-torn Syria, sought asylum in EU countries in 2015. On a happier note, the U.S. National Football League Super Bowl 50 championship game today between the Denver Broncos and Carolina Panthers will feature quarterbacks who are separated in age by 13 years. VOA's Park Brewer reports from San Francisco.
Denver quarterback Peyton Manning will be 40 next month, well past the playing age of most NFL quarterbacks. Carolina quarterback Cam Newton is 26, playing his fifth year in the league compared to 17 seasons for Manning. Newton is considered one of the best and most electrifying players in the NFL, and he is also one of the fastest and biggest quarterbacks, standing nearly 2 meters tall and weighing 111 kilograms. He led the NFL this season with 45 total touchdowns, 35 passing, and 10 rushing. And he nearly led Carolina to an undefeated season with just one late-season loss. Park Brewer, VOA News, San Francisco.
U.S. Republican presidential candidates talked tough on foreign policy and launched fierce attacks on their rivals as they faced off at a debate in New Hampshire Saturday. The debate took place just 3 days before New Hampshire's presidential primary, a crucial election that could make or break several of the candidates' presidential bids. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.